You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Welcome into this special edition of BGN Radio, brought to you by the fine folk at SB Nation. I am your host, Michael Kist. Follow me on Twitter at MichaelKistNFL, that's K-I-S-T. And in our never-ending quest to bring you a wide variety of content here at BGN, we're going to dig into some Week 8 gambling tips with Matt McEwen of Sports Betting Dime. You can follow Matt on Twitter at SBD_Matt, and you can check out Sports Betting Dime at SBD. Before we get into that, just a couple of quick notes. Make sure that you've listened to the most recent BGN Radio, that's BGN Radio 153 with Jimmy Kemsky and Brandon Lee Gouton, May He Reign Forever. That dropped early this morning. Also, there's a new Eye on the Enemy in the feed with John Stolness speaking with my co-host of Monday Football Monday on the SB Nation NFL show. He is the excellent RJ Ochoa, who you may also know from Blogging the Boys. You can guess what they're talking about. Tomorrow morning, you'll get a new QB Factory with me and Mark Schofield, and me and Benjamin Solak will be recording a new Kist and Solak show tomorrow as well, so you'll be getting that soon. If you haven't yet, make sure you've gone to Apple Podcasts and left a 5-star rating and a written review. Just say you're following directions, or you can drop a question in there and we'll get to it in one of our many shows on this feed. And with all of that out of the way, let's get into my chat with Matt McEwen of Sports Betting Dime right now. Matt, welcome into BGN. How you doing, brother?
Hey, Michael, I'm doing well. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Just getting ready for this big showdown between the Eagles and Cowboys. I'm sure everybody is excited to watch this on primetime. And look, before we dig into this matchup, I did have a question about something that's been bugging me personally, but I haven't bothered to really dig in and find the answer. And I'm hoping you can help me with that. That's why you're here. So every week on the feed, we make picks against the spread, whether it be on BGN Radio or the Kist and Solak show. And when somebody tells me a line and they say, for instance, well, they're 4-point favorites and they're at home, I'm just so used to in my brain saying, okay, well, home field advantage is typically worth around 3 points, at least to Vegas anyway. So in a neutral setting, they're basically saying this hypothetical team X is 1 point better than hypothetical team Y. In this unprecedented season with home field advantage watered down to the extent that it is, how are lines being impacted by all these different factors? And is this still an ongoing period of adjustment in terms of gambling?
Definitely still an adjustment, Michael. Yeah, it's, you know, the books are doing their best to figure out right now what is home field advantage worth, right? You know, you still have part of the hassle for the visiting team in terms of the travel, staying in a hotel, you know, those kind of things are still there. And how much is that worth, right? In the entire, you know, scheme of 2.5 to 3 points, like you said, that typically your home field is worth. Basically, how much were the fans worth? So they are still adjusting to that. You know, you have teams like Denver where their biggest home field advantage is probably the thin air. And that's always going to be there, right? Mm-hmm. And each team might have their own little kind of tidbits like that. But right now, from my research here, it's seeming like it's about 2 points. You know, the crowd has been worth, basically, they've deemed about a point. And we're looking at about 1.5 to 2 points for just straight home field advantage. One of the great tells, actually, this week, I think, was tonight's Thursday night game, Falcons-Panthers, where I think we've got two pretty even teams, and Carolina was 2 to 2.5 point favorite.
Okay, so with all that considered, we'll transition to the Sunday night divisional tilt between the Philadelphia Eagles and the Dallas Cowboys. The Eagles are at home, and they opened as 7.5 favorites or 7.5 point favorites. The initial over under was 43.5. So let's talk about this over under first, because the Eagles have yet to score over 30 points this season, but the Cowboys are giving up a league worst 34.7 points per game. For context on that, if it holds up, and I was telling you this before we started recording, it'll be the worst points per game for a defense in at least over a decade. I checked going back to 2019 or 2009 before I gave up, but now the Cowboys are also dealing with not having their starter, possibly their top backup, in for them, What can you tell us about betting this over-under from a gambling perspective, what that looks like?
Yeah, no, you're onto something here. It's tough. You know, the Eagles, as you said, the Eagles offense looked like they were starting to break out a little bit here. You know, put up some points on Baltimore, which, you know, albeit a lot of those points came late, and you can, you know, attribute that to whatever you want, but they scored 28 points there against the Ravens. Put up some points against that good Steelers defense too, and you can't say the same thing about that game. That was a back and forth shootout there, right? Yeah. So in terms of betting this over or under, you know, what you're, at least in my opinion, what you're looking at is, can the Cowboys score some points?
Yeah,
because I have faith in the Eagles, and I think the sports books do too. They have faith that points are going to be scored against this Cowboys defense. Fire sale started. You know, they've sold off Everson Griffin. They've released a couple more defensive players in the last couple of days. Hey, some people might think, hey, that'll spark them. I'm not sitting there. So the question you got to ask yourself here is, yeah, can Dallas score, you know, 10 points? Do you believe that whether it's Dalton, whether it's DiNucci, can they put up that many points? You know, so if Dalton is confirmed and he clears concussion protocol, I think we'll see this line get up to probably a little closer to 45. There will be a little more faith in Andy Dalton, in spite of what he's shown us the last 2 weeks. But if it is DiNucci, I wouldn't be surprised to see this come down to 41.
So when Dalton is named the starter, if you are going to bet the over-under, you want to bet it right then before the line shifts, right?
Yeah, if you can get to it before they move it, I would pounce the moment Dalton is confirmed. And if he's not, I'd go the other way on it. I'd hit the under quickly before it starts moving as well. So yeah, no, this to me is a line that's just ready to tip one way or the other.
Yeah, you mentioned, like, can they score 10 points? And I think it matters when they score those 10 points too. Is it late in garbage time where the Eagles are like, whatever, this doesn't matter? Or is it early enough to where the Eagles still have to continue to build the lead and pass the ball? And look, I mean, there are only two teams more heavily favored than the Eagles this week. That's the Bucs over the Giants and the Chiefs over the Jets. Do the Eagles being favored like this big cause some concern? Or are you totally looking at this Cowboys team like they're just ready to get crushed right now again?
Yeah, no, it's the latter for me. I don't really have a ton of concern here. In terms of, I think the spread as well, I think this is the line that's ready to tip one way or the other as well. You know, I think if Dalton is confirmed, I think it'll go back. You know, as you said, we opened at about 7.5, and actually the, you know, just one quick point there, the early line in this game, cause a lot of sports books will offer an early line before the, you know, the current week starts. So on Saturday of week 7, the line in this game opened at Philadelphia -3.5. So anybody who had the cojones to bet the early line on this without seeing anything from week 7, they're sitting on a pretty valuable line there. But yeah, no, this opened 7.5. We're up to 8.5, depending where you look now. If Dalton is confirmed, I think we come back towards 7. And anything over 7, I think people will be betting the Cowboys. You'll see the money really start to evenly disperse. If it's DiNucci, I think we're getting up to 10.
All right.
You know, already there's been a lot of money on Philadelphia. When I checked it this morning before coming on here, about 90% of the ATS money was on Philadelphia. Going back to the over-under there, about 81% was on the over. Yeah, you know, people are already, I think, banking on no Dalton. And, you know, they're kind of saying, hey, if Dalton does play, is it much of an upgrade?
And look, Eagles fans are so terrified of, like, another Joe Webb situation from way back when. And like, I get that, but like, I can definitely see why the Eagles are so favored. And if I'm looking at the futures market for the NFC East odds here, what's that mess of a scene looking like right now?
It has been a mess, Michael. It's been a total mess. You know, this opened up as what looked like a very intriguing division. Philly actually opened as the favorites to win the NFC East back in April. Mm-hmm. Dallas became the favorites just before the NFL draft. You know, money had come in. I think back at that point, you were willing to just take whoever had the plus odds, right?
Right.
But after the draft, you know, Dallas takes CeeDee Lamb. A lot of people go crazy for that pick. Dallas became the odds-on favorite. And odds-on just means better than 50%. They're no longer plus odds. They're negative odds, right? So you got to pay to win money. Now, Philadelphia is currently the odds-on favorite, but I'm surprised it only happened now. After Dak Prescott went down, Dallas remained the favorites. They had been the odds-on favorites from May up until Dak goes down, Prescott goes down, and Dallas remains the favorite, but they're no longer odds-on favorite. They were about plus 105, plus 110, depending where you look. Now, I'll say that did surprise. I was ready to wake up the next morning to, Philadelphia being favorites. I had, primed one of my writers to start getting something together, and we had to change course pretty quickly. But yeah, right. I mean, after the first game with Dalton, Dallas
people realized real quick.
They did, but again, very surprisingly, Dallas still remained the favorites. We didn't see Philadelphia become favorites until after they had won their Week 7 Thursday night game against the Giants. Now they had one game up, and you're thinking, okay, if Dallas beats Washington, they probably still remain the favorites. They don't. Philly remains favorites. And here we are, Philadelphia as the odds on favorite. You're looking at about minus 163 right now. And, I hate to come on this Eagles podcast and suggest something like this, but Washington might not be a bad bet right now.
The division winner may be 6-9-1. So really, it still is kind of wide open right now. Anything can definitely happen. Moving on from the NFC East here. From an entertainment perspective and in terms of importance, there's no bigger game in Week 8 than the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Baltimore Ravens this week. And let's just say I was a betting man. What do I have to consider in this one? How do you think I should bet it? What am I looking for?
So I pounced on this one early. This line opened at Baltimore -5.5, and I thought that was absurd. To me, these two teams, storied rivalry, and they tend to play each other very close. These are hard-fought defensive battles. 5.5 points was way too many for me.
Yeah.
So I took Pittsburgh bright and early. The line's now down to 3.5, so I'm sitting pretty here on that line. I still think it's too many points. I think this should be 3, if not Baltimore -2.5. And I understand, hey, Baltimore's at home. Baltimore's, their one loss came to the Chiefs, who, have been pounding everybody except the Raiders, apparently.
So, for some reason, yeah.
So, no, I still think right now the value lies with the Steelers +3.5. They're 5-1, not only are they winning games, they are the only undefeated team, but they're 5-1 against the spread as well. They've been covering spreads. This is only the second game this year that Pittsburgh is an underdog. The first being last week against Tennessee. Baltimore is, they're 3-3 against the spread. To their credit, they're 2-1 against the spread when they're laying less than 10 points. They have faced a lot of big spreads this year, but no, to me, this is a defensive battle that comes down to which offense is going to break through, right? Which can come up with something creative to get some points on the board. And I give that nod to Pittsburgh. Their motto this year has been get the ball out of Ben's hands quickly. And that's no slight on Ben. They have a lot of playmakers on that offense. They want to quick passes, get the ball out, and it's worked. And I think that's the way you have to beat the Baltimore defense, because their front seven is very, very good. They can get pressure rushing four, with ease. So I like that. I'm resting my hat on that one, as opposed to, Lamar Jackson. What we've seen this year is if you can shut down the run, and not necessarily even shut down the run, but make Baltimore pass. And this has been the criticism on this offense since Lamar Jackson took over. If you put them behind early, can Lamar Jackson keep them in it with his arm? And we haven't seen that yet. And until we do, I'm going to continue fading it.
Yeah, and Baltimore coming out of the bye, and they definitely had some struggles coming into it despite some success. So it'll be interesting to see how Baltimore responds to that, if they show any new wrinkles to where they can get the run game going again and get themselves some plus situations. Matt, thank you for joining us here on BGN. I really appreciate the knowledge that you've dropped for us. I'm looking forward to having you back in the future as well. Let the gentle listeners know where they can find you and Sports Betting Dime and all that good stuff, man. Plug away whatever you want.
Absolutely. No, thanks for having me, Michael. It's been a pleasure. Look forward to the next time. So, you can find us over at sbdsportsbettingdime.com. We have everything you need for betting, whether you're brand new, you're trying to find a sports book, a legal sports book to bet at, come to us. We'll show you the way. We'll let you compare, pick which one's best for you. And then from there, we've got you covered. We've got the odds for every game. If you want to go a little more advanced, we have some strategy guides. We have some systems that you know, you can try out. We got it all. You know, come check us out. Futures, if you're into futures, we've got fantastic futures trackers. We not only tell you, you know, what the current odds are, but we'll show you the ride along the way. So the only place you can get that.
BGN.
More to-dos, less time, and an infinite number of tools to keep track of. Sometimes doing business has never felt harder, but you don't need a miracle to hit your goals. You can just use HubSpot, because their all-in-one customer platform can make growing your business infinitely easier. Imagine this: high-quality leads, fast closing deals, wildly happy customers, and more benchmark-breaking quarters. It's not a miracle. It's HubSpot. Visit HubSpot.com to get started today.